Tell me a little bit about your work at the Monroe Laboratories. Bob Monroe, I think, one of the greatest astral projectors in his institute now, still just doing what it does well. How did you get involved in that?
Well, I was a young physicist, just newly out of graduate school, had my first job, and the fellow I worked for tossed this book at me, and it was Journeys Out of the Body, and he said, here, read this. Well, you know, he was the boss, so I did what he said, and I read it, and next question was, well, what do you think? And I said, well, you know, if this is true, that's really amazing. You know, that's fantastic. If it's not true, it's just some guy hustling books, then, you know, that's another story. But how do you ever find out? How do you know what's true and what's not true? And about 3 or 4 months later, my boss comes to me and says, how would you like to go visit this guy? As it turns out, I was working in Charlottesville, Virginia for Army Technical Intelligence at the time. And,
okay.
And Bob's house and his lab were just at Crozet at that time, a place called Whistlefield Farms. That's not where he's located now, but that's where he was then. And he was in the process of trying to study the out-of-body phenomena. He had had this thing just happen to him. Nothing he tried to learn to do. It just happened. At first, he thought maybe he was going nuts, that it was a psychological trick. He studied that issue, got with Charlie Tart and some others, and decided that, no, he was perfectly sane. These things were just happening. And then he just started to collect evidence where he would go places and do things and interact and realize that there was information he was collecting that was outside of himself. It wasn't just, you know, tricks of his imagination. And then he wanted to study it. Well, what is it? Where are these places? What is this reality? How do you, what does it mean? How do I get there? And he wanted to make this investigation credible. And one of the ways to make it credible was to get some credible scientific talent in to have good protocol, to study it, to hopefully come up with techniques that would make it so that anybody could do it. He didn't like the idea that it just happened to him. He wanted to put it on the map where it was something that the average person could experience and that it could be controlled. Well, I ended up out of this house at about that time, and just to talk and chat, and we were all sitting out on the deck of this lab that he had just started but hadn't really got going, had no equipment in it, just was basically an empty building. And he said, you guys are a bunch of scientists and engineers. Any of you want to help, you know, put this thing together? And, boy, my hand shot up in the air right away, and I said, well, look, you teach me what you know about out-of-body, and, you know, I'll take care of doing the science for you. And that was a deal. For the next almost decade, that was like 1972, basically. And up through just about 1980, you know, it was Bob and I and a few others put together Monroe Laboratory. We did all the equipment. We soldered the wires. You know, we put it all together. And then after we'd do that sort of work for an evening, we'd get in these little booths that he had, and we were the guinea pigs. And he would proceed to do his part of the bargain, which is teach us how to do out-of-body, how to control it, how to do it whenever we wanted to, and try to study it from first-hand experience, because it was his idea. That was the only way to study it. If you study it academically, you're only going to get so far. You need to have the personal experience. So that's kind of what connected us. And, you know, once you get started on a path like this, once you realize what it is you're dealing with, that reality is really bigger than the physical reality that you're aware of, then you don't turn back. There's no other place to go but forward. One thing leads to another, and what, some 35 years later, you know, here I am still doing it.
Was he able to teach you, Tom, how to leave your body? Were you successful in doing that?
Oh, yes. It was myself and Dennis Menerick, actually, were the two of us. I was a physicist. Dennis Menerick was an electronics engineer. And he did teach us. He took us there and brought us back. He taught us. He worked with us. And, you know, we did that for probably close to a year. And then it kind of was a breakthrough for both Dennis and I. It became real common to be able to go out of body. You know, we would do experiments while we were out of body. We were collecting data. We were trying to, you know, bracket the experience. We had KGs, and we had GSRs and other kinds of monitoring equipment on us to try to see what physical functions we could track, whether we could tell whether somebody was having out of body. But yes, he did teach us. It's really not that difficult a thing to learn if you work at it.
Well, you know, I had one when I was 11 years old, Tom. I haven't been able to duplicate it, but reading Robert's works, he was able to do this at will, probably better than anybody during his era and since. And I just admired the fact that he was able to convey that kind of information to everybody. I didn't know how elaborate his scientific end was with you and some of the others. Did you come away from this, let's say after a year, marveled with what was going on? Or I guess, how did you feel after about a year of doing that?
Well, I tell you, once I started it, you know, my attitude was just science. You know, let's go see what happens and keep the science straight up and, you know, then call it as it comes, open-minded but very skeptical. And I think Dennis was the same. And Bob worked with us, and we got to where we could, you know, enter these altered states pretty much at will. And then eventually we got to where we were doing out-of-body pretty much at will. But I wasn't entirely convinced yet that, you know, it wasn't some sort of, function going on inside my head. It's like,
right.
How do you know it's out there and not in here? You know, how do you know it's not in your head? How do you know that you're really going out into an objective other reality? And that question plagued us. And I think the thing that turned that around was after, it was probably almost a year, Dennis and I decided that we would do, and, you know, Bob was, of course, part of this, that we would go out of body together.